KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's the Coach's Show as we wrap up football talk with Coach Jennigus of Red Rock Central and jump right in to girls basketball, previewing the season here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. So we got a lot to talk about and a lot to get to. We'll also be announcing the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week. So stay tuned here on KDOM.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Here on KDOM Radio, I've got Coach Jennigus of Red Rock Central Football. And looking back here, Coach, last Thursday night, you guys had the matchup against Hills Beaver Creek. And headed into it, we knew Hills Beaver Creek, the favorite all season long, in nine-man football to get back to that Prep Bowl championship. And you guys had them there in that first round of the state playoffs is where you met them, and it was over at SMSU. And just a big play offense for Hills Beaver Creek struck early, and it was hard to come back from that, and they took the win 44-14.
I think everybody that had the opportunity to watch Hills Beaver Creek play football this fall realized what type of team and what type of program they have built over there. They have lots of very skilled athletes. Their line works well together to open the holes and block in the pass protection for their quarterback, who's also a very, very good player. And when you fall behind a team like that early, like we did last week, it's a daunting task to try to dig yourself out of, and unfortunately, our season comes to an end, and they're going to move on into the semifinals this week and have a very good shot, in my opinion, to win the entire thing.
Yeah, of course, a tough way to go out, but losing to a really good team in there in Hills Beaver Creek, and an unbelievable season, an undefeated regular season. And a big part of that is from this senior group who's been through a lot the last couple of years, trying to figure things out and dealing with some circumstances, early in their careers at the varsity level that, not a lot of other teams had to deal with. And, they're just fighting through, and this senior season for these guys has been a memorable one and a group of guys that have left an impact on Red Rock Central football.
Absolutely. I think if you look at some of the circumstances that you talked about, we've traveled on the road, 8 miles one way for practice every day for the last 3 years. A lot of schools have the opportunity to just get in the locker room, change, and go out the back door to get to practice. We essentially transformed the outfield of a softball field into a 40-yard practice field, we did the best with our situation as sophomores. This group of kids never got to play a game at home. We rode the bus every day. As juniors, we got back here last year, got to play some home games, but still didn't have adequate practice facilities. And this year, Mother Nature played a role in our what is supposed to be practice field. The grass didn't quite grow like we hoped, so we were back on the road for practice every day. And, every day they've showed up without a woe-is-me attitude. They just came understanding the circumstances, put their time in, and found ways to make the best out of the opportunities that were put in front of them. And to that, you got to give these guys a bunch of credit.
Absolutely. You know, a really good group that will be dearly missed next year. And looking at next year, I know it's early, but I'm sure you have a few thoughts on what next year's team is going to look like. And, you know, very run-heavy offense this year, but losing, you know, the two main rushers and one of the best running backs Minnesota has ever seen in Carter Torkelson, but, you know, also Abe Stavinas running the football back there. There's going to be some changes to some Red Rock Central football next year. What are your thoughts headed into the summer and some things you guys need to do to try and step up and repeat what happened this year next year?
You know, I think you can talk about Carter and Abe, you know, but they're a product of three very good offensive linemen and a tight end, you know, that are seniors that are going to walk out the door as well. Without those guys, our running attack really isn't quite what it could have been or what it was, I guess. You know, so we got a lot of holes to fill, like you said. We got to find somebody to run the offense. We got to find somebody to be the feature back in our style of offense, right? Up front, we got some guys that filled in this year when we were down with some injuries that we'll be able to lean on, you know. And you know, we're not gonna change our identity completely as to who we are as a program. We are going to continue to try to run the football. And, you know, we just got to move some pieces around and figure out who those guys are, you know, defensively. Again, when you replace, you know, three out of your top four tacklers, you know, your entire defensive line at times, you know, you're climbing an uphill battle or fighting an uphill battle, you know, but we're gonna find a way. We always do. And, you know, hopefully the success that we've seen here this year will fuel some of these younger guys to get in the weight room and try to maintain the success that we had this year and see if we can't find a way to you know, fight back and give ourselves a chance to get to the state tournament again next year.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long here talking to us on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the summer months, and we're looking forward to catch up with you again next year.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for everything you do, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
BARC is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent, a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Windham, BARC is near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwindham.com.
KDOM Radio, that was Coach Jenegas wrapping up the fall sports season Coach's Show here on KDOM. We're going to jump right into some girls basketball coming up here shortly, but to officially wrap up the fall sports season, our final KDOM Player of the Week, this Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week, is Windham cross country runner Nolan Chetlin. Nolan participated in the state cross country meet on November 3rd and placed well in that meet. Came up second out of the Windham Eagles, right behind senior Bryce Green. Nolan finished in 57th place. So Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week is Windham cross country runner Nolan Chetlin. Back to some coaches here as we jump into girls basketball up next on KDOM.
American Family Insurance in Windham and Mountain Lake is looking out for what matters, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, your American Family agent. Please call us at 507-831-1711 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Klumper of Westbrook Walnut Grove girls basketball, and Coach, the time is here. We've got basketball on the horizon. You guys started practice on Monday. Have some, you know, some seniors to replace from last year, but you do have some production back from that last year's season. What have you seen here the first couple of days of practice, and what are you most excited for here headed into this year?
Yeah, we got started on the 10th, so we're all excited to be back in the gym. I'm especially excited because I'm excited for this group who we have coming back. And we do have two seniors from last year, Natalie and Riley, who are leaving a big hole in our team because they were main players for the last 4 or 5 years. So, but you know, that's nature of sports in high school. The girls graduate, and then it's the next girl's turn to step up and fill those holes and kind of do the job. And so, we got Leah Hadley and Carly Ross. Hadley Jenigas, Leah Carter. They're back from last year. They kind of started all year, and then so they're back. And then we have a really good, in my opinion, core group of girls who's looking to step up to play some starter minutes and just a lot of minutes in general. So we're looking to see kind of how things shake down this week. But so far, I've really been happy with our effort level. We're obviously not in mid-season shooting rhythm. Our lungs have some work to do, of course. But the first couple days, it's all about just getting back into the routine and rhythm of practice, being efficient, hustling, trying as hard as you can, and then all of the other things just come with time and practice. So far, we're off to a good start.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and a lot of these girls, you know, in small-town Minnesota, you know, a lot of them play multiple sports, and these girls coming off a really, really good season of volleyball and trying to get into things here for basketball. I know it takes a little bit of time, but, you know, the start of the season right around the corner. You guys start off the year on the road in Wabasso, a little tournament there, playing on Friday and Saturday. What is kind of your mindset headed in to next week, the end of the week? I know you'll have a couple more practices in between, but, you know, to start this year, what are you looking for from your girls?
Yeah, so I'm excited for that Wabasso tip-off classic to play a couple non-conference, because I think it gives us a really good chance to just see where we're at the beginning of the season, because both of those teams will be tough, so it'll be good challenges to see exactly where we're at this point in the season. GFW, they'll play fast. They'll probably pressure us a lot. And then we play McCray on Saturday, and they're, you know, state runner-ups from a year ago with their two main players back. So I'm excited that we got scheduled against McCray for that weekend, because I really want to see our girls get out there and compete against a top team in not only the section but the state in Class A, and see what happens. And then whatever happens, win or lose, just learn from it and move on. But I think that those two games are going to be really important to see where we're at and what we need to do as we head into the conference schedule, which doesn't take long, because that following week we play Hills, unless the game gets rescheduled due to the state football tournament. But we got some tough challenges right away at the beginning of the year, which I'm happy about.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're excited for some Charger basketball this year. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show, and we look forward to catching up with you again here soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Wyndham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswyndham.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Andy Oakland of Heron Lake Okemino Fulda girls basketball. And, you know, Coach, coming off of last season, you know, a solid season for you guys. I believe it was a 10-win season for you, and really a young-led group. You know, a couple of freshmen, you know, a real key to the offense for you guys. And, you know, some girls coming back, upperclassmen, that will be able to contribute. And, you know, an opportunity for you guys to really take another step in the right direction of Heron Lake Okemino Fulda girls basketball.
Yeah, it's a lot of the stuff that we talked about the first 2 days of practice so far is we return a lot of people. Our senior group has played varsity as freshmen, so they're on their fourth year of experience playing heavy minutes. The younger girls who joined us last year really added a new dimension to the group. So getting them all to come back, kind of going into the year, the expectation is a little different just because, you know, we were successful last year in different areas. Bringing everyone back kind of just, it adds to that. You now know that we can do things, and we understood kind of the areas where we struggled against the top teams in the conference and kind of where we need to get better, make things more efficient. So it's exciting because you have all those people back. It's just, you know, we have an expectation. I think they have an expectation of themselves. We as coaches have an expectation of ourselves. And, you know, we're just continuing to build.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you talked about the expectations and, you know, headed into the first kind of weekend of the year. You guys have that, looks like the tip-off classic over in Wabasso where you play a game on Friday and Saturday against some, you know, non-conference opponents. And what's kind of your expectation headed into the start of this year? You know, you mentioned those girls coming back from last year that have that experience, but, you know, every year is different, and I'm sure the start of the year, you know, can be a little bit jarring as well.
I think the expectation kind of going into next weekend is we do play McRae on Friday. So McRae was super successful last year. They have some great players. They're well coached. They know what they want to do. So that game alone right there kind of tests us of where are we at early in the year with all the returners against a typically really good team. They have height. They have shooting quickness. Like, it's a lot of things, you know, we did struggle with. So it'll be a good test right there. And then we play Wabasso the second game, and we got them last year. So kind of, okay, compared to last year, how do we look against them this year? But I think the expectation is we need to be better as a rebounding team. We're still not tall. That's going to be an issue for us is our height. But we have to work on every possession on the defensive end to make their shots contested, make everyone's shots difficult, kind of get them out of their action. But then finishing it with a rebound. So that means you have to put some effort into the initial box out. That is buying in maybe on the scheme, even offensively, where maybe the play isn't for you, but what you do affects the other players to get open. But I think opening weekend next weekend is going to be a good one just to kind of test to see where are we at compared to last year against some good competition.
All right, Coach. Well, excitement is very high for Coyote girls basketball this year. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the first part of the season. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
Thanks for having me on.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA.
Leading in a better banking.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Vogel of Red Rock Central Girls Basketball. And Coach, first year at the helm as a head coach. You were the assistant last year, so you're very familiar, you know, with the girls and this program, of course. But how have the first couple of days of practice gone for you guys? Some girls coming back from last year's team that are going to be looking to take another step in the right direction.
Yeah. First couple days of practice have actually gone really good. We've done a little bit of morning practice and then afternoon practices to finish the day off, and been really working hard on some things we think we needed to improve on from last year, fundamentally, like dribbling and passing and just kind of getting back to the basics. So this week, so far, so good. The excitement level has been really good, and girls have been really engaged. We do have several girls that put in a lot of varsity time last year coming back, so that's we're excited to have them back and hopefully guiding the younger girls in the future here.
Absolutely. You know, I know last year a little bit of the struggle was, you know, putting the ball in the hoop. Obviously, it's something that a lot of teams have to do to win basketball games, but it is something that, you know, you look at and you say, well, yeah, it's obvious, but sometimes it's easier said than done. And I know some of the girls coming back from last year, you know, they had that varsity experience and are not going to be able to take that next step.
Yeah, that's correct. That is one thing we've been working on, too. And, you know, what we think we need to do is probably be better defensively to lead to more easy baskets. And we think by doing that, hopefully shoot a little bit better, get a few more points a game, and lead to better outcomes. So we really put a focus on being better defensively this year, talking more on defense, switching when we need to. And then hopefully that just leads to better opportunities on the offensive end.
Well, you're just a couple days into a practice here, but the season's right around the corner. Next Thursday, you guys start things off on the road, taking on Springfield. Following that, the next day, a back-to-back to start the year, you got Yellow Medicine East on the road. And then you jump right into conference play the following week. What are some things you're looking for from your girls here to start the year? I know, obviously, you know, it's a quick turnaround from volleyball to basketball, and not a whole lot of practice time in between. And, you know, I know those first couple of games, you're really just trying to feel things out.
Yeah, for sure. You know, especially being new to the program myself, you know, we're trying to make some changes on how we do things. So these first couple of weeks, we're really going to look at, can we play hard? Can we find a lot of positive outcomes? Can we just keep moving on and gradually getting better game by game? And it's not always the best to start right out of the gate with a back-to-back, but, you know, you got to play them all at some point. So hopefully after next Friday, we have a good idea of what we got to continue to improve on and go from there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the start of the season. We'll talk to you again here in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good, Zach. Thank you.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's KustomThreadsMN.com.
Hospice of Maury County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Maury County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Ryan Jans of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Girls Basketball. And looking back here, Coach, obviously coming off of last season, trying to build some rapport with some of those girls that, you know, have been playing together for a while. And this senior class now this year is the group that's been playing a lot of basketball for you the last couple of years. And you guys just starting practice on Monday. What are your thoughts on the first couple of days of practice and your expectations for this season with this group of girls?
Yeah, first couple days of practice have gone really well. We've kind of just asked the kids to come in with a good attitude and give great effort every day, and that's what they've done so far. So only 2 days in, so, I mean, hopefully it's pretty easy to do that for all teams. But, obviously we've got some tired legs and that sort of thing, trying to get into shape and build those leg muscles up. But kids have been working really hard, and they've been doing a good job. Just kind of going into the season, we're going to hopefully rely on we got a big senior class coming back. We got seven kids, and just like you said, they've been playing for a while now, most of them since their sophomore year. So hoping to rely on their experience and kind of lead the way for us, and hopefully to go out and get better every day.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, a little bit of a later start to this season than some of the other teams, you know, in the area. But you guys have that first game on the 25th against a Red Rock Central opponent, kind of diving straight into the deep end and going right into conference play. First couple of games on the road, but then able to get back and play a few at home. You know, I'm sure it's very exciting to get the season underway, but, you know, what are some things that you're looking for from your girls here this season? You know, maybe some styles of play that you'll be looking for from the group that you have this year.
Yeah, for us, I mean, the main thing that we got to improve on from last year is just scoring the ball more. So we got to get the ball in the hoop, as every other team is trying to do as well. But that's where we struggled last year, just getting points on the board. So I think we averaged less than 40 points a game. That's just going to be tough to win that way. So trying to get up and down a little bit more, play a fast style if we can, and get some fine opportunities, get some easy baskets. That would certainly help us out. And then just being really aggressive on the defensive end to try to lead into some of those fast break opportunities and that sort of stuff. So that's kind of what we're hoping to do, is being able to get up and down and then just find some easier ways to score for us.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the start of your 2025-2026 season. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham and the reason customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service. Higley Ford looks forward to seeing you.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jacob Johnson of Windham Girls Basketball here with us. And Coach Johnson, obviously, you know, looking back at last year, did not end the way you guys would have liked in that first round against the Arrows. But, you know, a lot of promise headed into this year. You do lose some girls from last group's team that, you know, did a lot for you. A lot of scoring, a couple of thousand-point scores. You know, we talked last year all the time that, you know, it was very interesting and unheard of to have 3 1,000-point scorers in the lineup. And, you know, you lose two of them, but you get one back in Hadley Sammons. But, you know, an opportunity for you guys to kind of, you know, find some scoring elsewhere, and you'll have an opportunity to do that this year.
Yeah, we bring Hayden back, but obviously with Hadley and Hannah graduating, that's a lot of scoring to replace, and two great seniors, and super proud of the career that they put together, making it to the section final their junior year, and disappointed it ended the way it did their senior year, but that's sports and that's life. It's not always going to go the way you planned it, but proud of the careers that those two put together, and it's been fun to follow. You know, Hannah's playing volleyball at Minnesota West, and they're in the national tournament. I think they're the 2 seed. They play tomorrow at 11 a.m. And another Windham Eagle alumni on that team is Caden Paulson. So awesome to see some of our alumni having success. And then Hadley Sammons, of course, is playing basketball at St. Mary's, and looked like she was the first person off the bench the other night and had 8 points in their first game. So it's fun to see those kids move on to the next level and have success there, but excited for this season and the group of girls we have coming back.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you mentioned it there. Got a lot of girls coming back. Hayden Sammons, talking about a 1,000-point scorer for you. She's back and will be at the helm with the ball in her hands. You know, Anya Nielsen, a great 3-point shooter, missed the first part of the season last year with an injury, but hoping to come into this season healthy and ready to roll. You know, you got Addison Hogan down low, who will be a post presence for you, who can also hit from outside, and a new addition in Olivia Letcher, who played for you early on in her career. She's coming out her senior year, so an opportunity for you guys to replace that scoring and headed into this year, I'm sure, keeping that style of play that you're used to.
Yeah, you didn't mention Britta Chetland, and she had a great year for us last year, and it was a great spark for us, and to have 5 seniors on a team, it's pretty special to have that many kids out in their senior year, and 5 really, really solid individuals and great people. It makes going to practice every day fun, and I'm really looking forward to the year. And all 5 of those girls can score the basketball as well as many of our underclassmen too. So it's going to be some big shoes to fill. Obviously, anytime you graduate 2 1,000-point scorers, There's a lot of points to replace there, but I think we have a bunch of people hungry to step up and work to fill those shoes. And awesome to see our volleyball team had a 22-win season, and a lot of these underclassmen played a lot on the volleyball team, and it's definitely important for them to have varsity experience. No matter what sport it is, that's going to help. So really excited to coach these kids this year.
All right, Coach. And finally here, looking at the start of the season for you guys. Last year, you were on the road in Edgerton to start the year. This year, you got them at home. A couple of home games to start the year and then kind of get right into things as we head towards the holiday weekend. And, you know, you got that tournament over in Minnesota or at Minnesota West, that game against Worthington on that Saturday. And, you know, we always kind of talk about the start of the season being, you know, a little bit hectic and, you know, just trying to figure things out. But I'm sure it's going to help having the girls with a lot of experience here headed into the first part of the year.
Yeah, most definitely, you know, and that experience, you know, having five seniors and then, you know, Sadie Chellen, who's a junior, you know, and a bunch of those, you know, all those six of those sophomores have dressed varsity the last year. And so, you know, having that varsity experience already under their belt is something that's going to be important with these early season games. But, yeah, you know, we got the Edgerton Flying Dutchmen coming to town next Thursday night. Really well coached. They got a legend over there, and Coach Fleischman, and his teams always play hard, no matter if it's football, girls, basketball, or softball. They're going to be well prepared, and we're going to have to come ready because we're going to have a battle on our hands with the Edgerton Flying Dutchmen.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited for Thursday to get that season underway. We appreciate you taking the time. We'll catch up with you again here down the road.
Hey, thanks for your time. Thanks for your coverage, Zach. Go Eagles.
Ben, we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around. Next week, we'll try and talk with some area boys basketball coaches to get their preseason look at what's coming up. Do have some Gopher basketball going to be played tonight as they take on the Missouri Tigers. Tip-off at 7 o'clock, pregame scheduled to start around 6:30. Everything runs smoothly for us. We'll bring you some Gopher basketball here on KDOM. 48 degrees. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night.